Welcome to Good Shepherd Episcopal Church in Venice, Florida. Today is Sunday, April 21st, 2024, the fourth Sunday in Easter. Deacon Michael Kitt shares with us today his thoughts on the Good Shepherd.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Jesus said, "I am the Good Shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand, who is not the shepherd and does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and runs away, and the wolf snatches them and scatters them. The hired hand runs away because a hired hand does not care for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me, just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that do not belong to this fold. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice. So there will be one flock, one shepherd. For this reason the Father loves me, because I've laid down my life in order to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have the power to lay it down, and I have the power to take it up again. I have received this command from my Father." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
I speak to you this morning in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Good morning, sheep. I didn't hear any baas.
We were doing it.
Oh, there's always one out there. There's an old story that goes like this. A new school teacher in a prairie schoolhouse asked a little boy, "If there were 12 sheep in a field and one jumped over the fence, how many would be left?" The little boy said, "None." The teacher said, "You don't know arithmetic, do you?" He said, "No, ma'am, but I know sheep." The shepherd knows his sheep, Jesus knows his followers, God knows his children. One of the most beloved of Christian images is that of Jesus, the Good Shepherd, a metaphor that we see developed in John's Gospel. When we read this passage, we do so considering other shepherding images as well, most especially the words of Psalm 23. "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." When we read this psalm, we often think of David, the shepherd king, the psalm's traditional author. Since Jesus is seen in Christian tradition as the son of David, the one who takes up the messianic throne, the shepherding image has taken an important place in Christian life. Indeed, the title pastor that many of us use in ordained ministry is rooted in this context. That is, the pastor is the shepherd, with the church being the flock. The episcopate and the episcopal church is my best example. Today's reading from John's Gospel falls within the Easter cycle. And the reason it was chosen for this day may have to do with the statement in verse 17 of today's gospel, that Jesus lays down his life in order to take it up again. Jesus is the good shepherd who is willing to lay down his life for the flock, Good Friday, but takes it up again, Easter. Laying down his life is not forced upon him, but a decision that Jesus has made of his own accord, again, with the intention of taking it up again. Jesus laid down his own life, though he himself did nothing wrong. Jesus was treated unjustly, and yet he did not speak out against his enemies. Jesus was attacked, yet he responded in love and not in retaliation. Like a good shepherd who leads his sheep to nourishment and safety, Jesus is an example to us in our day-to-day struggles with the reality of our world. As Jesus chose to accept the abuse of the world in order to save the world, so we must follow in those steps today. And we must admit that sometimes there are more important issues than our own comfort, our own lifestyle, and even our own health. We must choose our fights carefully and always weigh in the balances of the good life and the outcomes that we are trying to achieve. When the world looks at us, the sheep of his fold, they see Jesus. We are a living remnant of the Christ who came into this world to save it. With Jesus as our example, we are to take certain hardships upon our shoulders and represent Jesus in everything that we say and do. It's not always easy, and it's certainly not always what we want to do. But that is the life we have been called to live and the witness we are to bear. There is a legend that recounts the return of Jesus to glory after his time on earth. Even in heaven, he bore the marks of his earthly pilgrimage with a cruel cross and shameful death. The angel Gabriel approached Jesus and said, "Master, you must have suffered terribly for the people down there." Jesus replied that he did. Gabriel continued, "And do they know and appreciate how much you loved them and what you did for them?" Jesus replied, "Oh no, not yet. Only a handful of people in Palestine know." Gabriel was puzzled. He asked, "Then what have you done to let everyone know about your love for them?" Jesus said, "I have asked Peter, James, and John, and a few more friends to tell others about me. Those who are told in turn will tell others about me, and so on and so on. My story will be spread to the farthest reaches of the globe. Ultimately, all of humankind will have heard about my life and what I have done." Gabriel frowned and looked rather skeptical. He knew well what poor stuff people were made of. Gabriel said, "Yes, but what if Peter and James and John grow weary? What if the people who come after them forget? What if way down in the 21st century, people just don't tell others about you? Haven't you made other plans?" And Jesus answered, "I haven't made any other plans. I'm counting on them." Jesus still seeks sheep he can count on. He wants sheep that will follow their shepherd anywhere. He needs sheep who will go out into the margins of the world, into our communities, to make his redemptive love known. 21 centuries later, he's still counting on you and me. His early disciples chose Jesus' priorities and devoted their lives to reaching the world. Christ counted on them and they delivered. Can he count on us?